Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung. Let me welcome you to an hour and a half of information that will assist you in understanding how current events are actually setting the stage for the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word to be fulfilled. I'm here in temporary studios in Peoria, Illinois. Now, this, I believe, is about the third week we've been here. We've gone through snow. We've gone through freezing rain. We've gone through zero temperatures. And we're going to be leaving here after the broadcast, going a little bit east over towards Hoopston, Illinois. And that's where I'll be at the First Baptist Church all day Sunday and then Monday and Tuesday. I said, give me, if you will, 90 minutes, an hour and a half, and I'll go to my broadcast partners around the world. We'll have our report from Itamar Marcus about what the Palestinian Authority television is teaching the children that Israel is about to disappear. And then we'll be talking with David Dolan about the attack on Thursday evening in Tel Aviv. Hamas sent two rockets into Tel Aviv, and then they responded with Israeli Defense Force Air Force attacks on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. Well, all of that's coming up in a moment right here on Prophecy Today. But we're going to go now to Ken Timmerman. Ken, it's great to be able to talk to you. A number of serious things, though, we need to talk about as it relates to geopolitical activities around the world. And let me start with this one. The Iranian ballistic missile program has some new developments. Now, they're always doing something. We're going to be talking about a drone exercise that they're involved in as well. But talk to me about these new developments with the Iranian ballistic program.
Well, that's right. I mean, they are beavering away all the time, Jimmy, to build longer range missiles which are capable of carrying nuclear warheads. They already have an arsenal of missiles capable of reaching Israel with nuclear warheads. Now they're trying to build what they call a space launch vehicle. They've had two attempted launches earlier this year. Both of them, we believe, failed, but they're working hard at this. And a space launch vehicle is important because it gives them the cover, if you wish, of a civilian missile program, which obviously they insist that it is, while, in fact, the technology is exactly identical to what you need to launch an intercontinental ballistic missile, which would allow them to reach the United States with a nuclear warhead, should they choose to do so.
Well, they're going to probably choose to do so because their ultimate aim is to take control of the entire world, like we talked about last week, and set up a worldwide caliphate when they supposedly are able to defeat all world powers. There's another story coming out of Iran. They're involved in a massive exercise using 50 Iranian drones to conduct this exercise, and it's basically focused on a way to Jerusalem exercise. Now, does this drone come from the drone that they captured a couple of years ago that was shot down, one that was controlled by the United States, or how did they come up with this technology of the drones, and what's this exercise all about?
Well, they're claiming that the new drones they're using are based on the U.S. Sentinel drone that they captured in 2011. It looks identical, but it is not capable of taking off, apparently, independently. It needs some kind of rocket assist. They shoot it off from the back of a pickup truck. This has advantages and disadvantages, but cutting to the chase, it shows that the Iranians have a new aggressive military capability. They love to demonstrate these things. Very different from the Chinese. The Chinese develop new capabilities stealthily, quietly. They don't like to show them off, and they wait to use them on the given day. The Iranians like to build up very slowly, very openly, show you what they've got, and create fear. That's why we call them a terrorist regime. They are trying to terrorize their opponents before they actually strike them militarily. And I think that's what this drone exercise is all about. The Israelis, for their part, are not terrorized. They are not afraid of the Iranian drones. They believe they can shoot them down. And, you know, the Israelis showed just recently that their Iron Dome system is quite capable at shooting down incoming rockets and missiles. But that's what the Iranians are trying to do. They are trying to terrorize their opponents before they actually strike them.
Well, speaking of Iran terrorizing their opponents, about 8 or 10 years ago, there was a major war between Iran and Iraq. Now there are different relationships developing between these two countries, and the president of Iran, Rouhani, has made his way into Baghdad to see if he can harness Iraq's banks so that they can break up the U.S. anti-Iran oil sanctions that have been applied on the Iranians. Is he going to be successful with that?
Yes, he is, and this is a very serious development. The Iranians have essentially co-opted the government of Iraq, this government that the United States helped to put in place with the blood and treasure, our young men, mostly young men who sacrificed their lives to bring freedom to the Iraqi people. Now we're being repaid by a pro-Iranian government in Iraq. And specifically, the deal that you're referring to involves their banking system. Now, we've known for a number of years that the banking system in Iraq is corrupt, that the Iranians have infiltrated the system and siphon off an enormous amount of money. I've heard estimates as high as $10 billion per year for black operations, for terrorist operations for the Quds Force. And they get this from the foreign currency float of the Iraqi bank. But this goes further than that. Now they're talking about using the Iraqi banks to essentially launder Iranian oil proceeds, the proceeds from Iranian oil seeds, that then the Iraqi banks will transfer in euros to banks in Tehran. This goes completely against U.S. sanctions, against U.S. policy. Secretary of State Pompeo has very explicitly and publicly warned the Iraqi prime minister not to do this, saying that if they do, the United States could cut Iraqi banks off from the U.S. dollar banking system around the world, which is a serious threat and a credible threat, by the way. But this shows how deeply embedded the Iranian regime, the Iranian terrorist regime, has become in Iraq's new government. And that is deeply troubling.
Ken, is there any possibility that there's a connection with a report I've heard that the United States military is building up their troops in Iraq in order to be able to go after the pro-Iranian Iraqi militia? Any connection to these two stories?
Well, I think certainly the timing would suggest there is, because they're happening simultaneously, all right? There have been U.S. reinforcements flown to Iraq just this past week as the Iranians were meeting. Iranian President Rouhani was in Baghdad, and they were talking about this banking arrangement. I think you're going to see increasing pressure from the U.S. military on these pro-Iranian militias. There are actually three of them. One of them was just listed by the Treasury Department as a terrorist organization, Jabba, and they are involved in Syria on behalf of the Quds Force, of the Iranian Quds Force. The other two are in Iraq. They're Hezbollah-related organizations, and they also have essentially declared open hostilities against the United States. So, yes, I think this is all part of a piece. We're coming to a showdown, I think, between the U.S. government and the government of Iraq, and the prime minister, who has shown he is very close to the Iranian regime, looks like he's going to side with the Iranians. What we don't know is how President Barham Saleh, the Kurdish president of Iraq, who I have known for 25 years, who lived in Washington himself for well over 15 years, we don't know how President Saleh is going to act in all of this. I tend to think he's going to try to moderate the Iranians, but he could be outplayed because the Iranians are so deeply engaged and embedded in that Iraqi government.
What's so very interesting about this scenario is that Iraq, which is biblical Babylon, is talked about there in Revelation chapter 18. We'll have more on that when I take a look at the book in moments right here on Prophecy Today. Ken, what's going on as it relates to Syria? A very high-ranking political leader made the statement this week they're ready to attack Israel unless Israel withdraws from the Golan Heights. Meanwhile, the United States wants to endorse the fact Israel has sovereignty over the Golan Heights. What's happening?
Well, that's right. And it's frankly a bit of a surprise, because the Syrians have generally refrained from this kind of outrageous rhetoric forever. I mean, they just don't tend to engage in it because they know the Israelis have a very long arm and are capable of reaching deep into Syria with airstrikes to punish them or punish people that are threatening Israel. So it was very surprising to see this deputy foreign minister, Faisal Mekdad, submit an official warning to the head of the United Nations Truce Supervisory Organization, warning that if the U.S. Recognized Israel's sovereignty, or if Israel, to start with, if Israel asserted its sovereignty over the Golan, that Syria would respond militarily against Israel. I think this is frankly, a dangerous ploy on the part of the Syrians. I believe the Israelis have clearly got the upper hand militarily. They've been installed on a part of the Golan ever since the 73 war, and they need it strategically. They need the Golan Heights strategically. They saw in 73 exactly what happens when they don't have the Golan Heights, when an enemy force is on the Golan above Israel looking down onto the Galilee. Very, very dangerous for them. So I don't see the Israelis giving up the Golan, and the U.S. has, in fact, suggested that they would support Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
This report, very close connection to Bible prophecy again, because Daniel 11 talks about Syria making the first move in the alignment of nations that will come to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's the reason we have Ken Timmerman behind these microphones here at this broadcast table, to help us look at geopolitical activities and then see how the political is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Ken, an excellent job. Thank you, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, David Dolan has a Middle East news update. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.